Hello and welcome to Click Sports with Jeff. That last song I was playing was a Dropkick Murphys, I'm Shipping Up to Boston, and I'm planning on making that my normal intro song, so I hope you all like it, because it's definitely one of my favorite songs. It's a song I love hearing when the closer for the Red Sox comes in, Jonathan Papelbon. It's a great song, and it totally gets me pumped up, and I guarantee you it does all the Red Sox fans at Fenway Park. So, I mean, it's kind of cliche being a Red Sox fan and having that be my intro song, but I don't really care. It's an awesome song. Anyone who likes to Dropkick Murphys knows that's an awesome song. It's not, I mean, it's not a total Red Sox song, but it's just an awesome song in general. And so that's going to be my intro song that I'm planning on playing every time I start my show. So if you're going to listen to my show, enjoy that. Now, today, I want to start off talking about something I don't usually talk about, and that's hockey. I went to an Eagles game on Saturday against the Missouri Mavericks. No, it was Sunday against the Missouri Mavericks. No, Saturday. I can't remember what day I went to the game, obviously, but it was Saturday, and the Eagles were crazy good and hadn't had a freaking hat trick within the first two periods. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, he would come out of nowhere. I mean, I wouldn't even see where he was coming from. And this may be because I'm not totally experienced with hockey. I don't watch it as much as I watch other sports. But I don't even see where he's coming from. And the next thing I know is it's a goal. And suddenly, like, the whole place is going insane. The puck's in the net. I mean, it's just, like, where did he come from? I mean, he's so fast on his skates. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't have more goals in the playoffs before that. But, I mean, he was so good in that game. I mean, a hat trick is good in any game, especially in the playoffs. And, I mean, Ed Haddon was insane. I mean, it was so awesome to just see the Eagles go out there and kick some ass. I mean, they really did. They kicked some ass and took some names. And the Mavericks could not keep up with them. They won both games that were here. And this is the conference semifinals in the CHL playoffs, the Turner Conference semifinals. And the Eagles are playing the Missouri Mavericks, obviously, as I've been saying. And while they were playing at the Bud Center, the Eagles won both games 5-1. I mean, that's just domination. 5 goals in a hockey game is crazy good. That doesn't happen very often. Usually a hockey game is probably around 3-4 goals to the winning team. So getting up to that 5 number, and what the Blackhawks did last night to the Canucks, which was 7. They won 7-2 last night against the Canucks. Getting those numbers, like, that doesn't happen that often. But for it to happen 2 games in a row in the playoffs is insanity. That means your offense is running at peak efficiency. And I'm excited to see what the Eagles go on to do. They lost last night in Missouri to the Mavericks, like 4-2, I believe. And I mean, it was good. I mean, Missouri, they got one win on their home court, so now the series is coming back here. It's a best-of-5 series, and the Eagles are up 2-1, so they have to win one more game, and they're coming back to the Bud Center because the Eagles have home ice advantage. And so the Eagles are coming back, trying to close out the series, and I'm excited to see what happens. I think the Eagles will go out, and they'll be really focused, especially since it's on their home ice. They'll be really pumped up like they were in those first two games. And, I mean, they'll be excited, and they'll go out, and, I mean, they will absolutely destroy. I feel it in my heart, feel it in my bones, and I think it's going to be insane. Now, that Blackhawks-Canucks game was also one that I was very, very, very excited about, like, just seeing, like, that happen. 7 goals from a team who's down 0-2 in a series? That doesn't happen very often. Usually, I mean, they'll win a game, but it won't be 7-2. I don't think that the Blackhawks are going to win that series. I definitely believe the Canucks will. The Canucks are the number one seed. The Blackhawks are the 8 seed, so it's the 1v8, top v bottom matchup. So I definitely think that the Canucks will go on and they'll win the series. But to see the Blackhawks show that kind of life in a game as important as it is, because every game in the playoffs is important, obviously. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's win or go home. Win or die, basically. So, I mean, you're playing as hard as you can. These are the most important games of your lives. I mean, yeah, some Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup last year. Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Cup, actually. The Blackhawks brought it to a game I went to at Notre Dame Stadium this past fall. I went to the Notre Dame Stanford game, and at halftime, I think it was someone in their management, so not a player or a coach, like someone like the GM or something, is a Notre Dame alum, and he brought the cup to this game. The Notre Dame Stanford game, which Stanford ended up winning, but I mean, oh well. I mean, we hung out. Notre Dame hung around for a while. It was an exciting game. Again, I got to see Andrew Luck and Owen Marisic play, and that's something I will always, always cherish. I mean, it was definitely probably my favorite football game that I have not participated in my life. So, I mean, but I got to see Stanley Cup, which the Blackhawks won last year, which is pretty cool. And so some of the guys on the Blackhawks, I mean, yeah, they've won the Stanley Cup, but they don't really... I mean, it's not like they are playing at any harder than they did last year. I mean, this is still... It's the playoffs. You're going for a chance to win the championship in your sport. These are the most important games of your life, no matter if you've won a championship or not. Obviously, it probably feels more important when you're trying to win your first championship because, well, you're trying to get to that level. You're trying to join that group of elite people who have... who have eclipsed the top level of sports, of a particular sport, obviously, and they've won that championship. So, obviously, some of them have won it before, as I keep saying, and these games aren't going to feel as important. But yet, they're still playing as hard as they can because, I mean, these are still really, 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 really important games in the scheme of their lives, and they know this. They can't expect to have the same feeling they did last year going for that first championship, obviously. But I mean, they still have that feeling where it's like, I gotta win another one. I got a taste of it last year. I just need that. I need another taste of it. I need another one. And that's what keeps athletes going. Athletes keep going on the drive to win a championship. It's something that high schoolers, they definitely keep going and going and going and going and going because they want to get up to that state championship level. It's college kids always want to win the national championship, whether it's D3, D2, NAIA, what's the other one? The FBS, the BCS level. I mean... the FBS and the FCS, and then basically every other level in any other sport. What keeps these players going is they want a taste. They want to know what it's like to be on the top. Being on the top is something most people don't really ever get to feel in their lives, especially in sports. I mean, there's only one champion every year, and most people, they don't get to feel that champion, like that feeling of being a champion of something. Most people never get to that state championship in high school. Even more won't ever win a national championship at any level in college. And even more than that, will never win a professional sports championship. That's just how it goes in the world. But those athletes that are gifted enough to play in front of these massive crowds who cheer them when they're doing bad, who cheer them on like any other when they're doing good. It's the players who have those skills, they go on and they keep that drive in them going, I have to win a championship, have to win it. And they keep going and going and going and going and going, and it's It's awesome. I mean, it's an amazing feeling when it does happen. So I'm really excited to see the Eagles, like, what they can do, because I think that they can go on. They can definitely win the CHL championship. And I'm really hoping that they do make it to the CHL finals, because I think the team they'll play in that is the Allen Americans. And I saw a game earlier this year, and a lot of these games I got to see because my brother is an intern for the Eagles, and he gets a certain number of free tickets every year. So he gave my dad and me a pair of those tickets. And we went and we saw the Eagles play the Allen Americans. And in that game, this is like the most brutal game I've ever seen. In the first two periods, there were 10 or more fights, about 4 ejections, I believe, and I know there were 2 players ejected. At one point, the Eagles had 4 people in the penalty box. I didn't know that was possible. I thought at most you could only have 3, and then they just started ejecting people. But they actually went and they put 4 guys in the penalty box for fighting. It was the most absolute insane, awesome game. And I'm really hoping that the Eagles go on to play Allen in the CHL finals. Because if a CHL final has as much bad blood as that one game did, I can't imagine 7. I mean, These two teams obviously don't like each other. They made that known in the one game I saw between them. And if they can end up meeting in the championship series, those are must-see games for us here at Fort Collins. Whatever games are in for or are at the fairgrounds at the Bud Center, we have to go. And we have to absolutely pack the Bud Center. There's none of those fake sellouts. Well, the tickets are sold, but there's still empty seats. Gotta go. Gotta actually fill up every seat. And make that place as loud as possible. And just absolutely hate on Allen. Just try and incite these fights. I mean, there's nothing better than CHL hockey fights, especially when there was as many as was in that Allen game. And I gotta tell you, I mean, if that's a championship series, I'm excited. I'm also excited about the NHL. The NHL is really exciting this year. There's really no clear top team. The Canucks are good. The Sharks are good. The Kings are good. I mean, these are all teams out west. The Bruins are good. The Canadiens are good. The Red Wings are amazing. I mean, there's no true number one team in the league this year. There's 16 teams vying for the championship, and any one of them could win it. Absolutely any team that is in the playoffs this year in the NHL can go on and win it. I'm excited to see what will happen in the NHL, just because everything I've been seeing so far has been insane. It's the best hockey I've seen out of the NHL in years. Probably since the Avs won their last cup, because that was the last really good year I saw, or I've seen. So, I mean, that was 10 years ago. The Avs won their last cup in 2001 with Ray Bourque and Sakic and Forsberg and all those guys. That was their last cup. And, I mean, that was the last really good year of hockey I've seen in a long time. And this is awesome. I'm excited to see 16 teams that have a legit chance at the title. I mean, whoever wins. I mean, this is going to be an amazing, amazing playoffs. I mean, I don't know who went out. Maybe it'll be chalk. But I'm hoping not. Chalk just kind of gets boring because it's the higher seed winning. I mean, it's the team that should win wins. So, I mean, it's kind of boring, but oh well. And as exciting as hockey is, basketball, the NBA, who I am a critic of, I do not really like the NBA. I think players are way too They're overpaid in the NBA for the skills that they offer. So, I mean, people can say the same thing about baseball, and I kind of agree. I think baseball players are overpaid. They really don't deserve $142 million over 7 years to go stand in an outfield and field a ball and hit some home runs and steal some bases. You don't deserve $142 million over 7 years for that. And, I mean, I'll agree with that, but the NBA, I mean, you're just running up and down a court and shooting a basketball, which people do for free all the time. I mean, you go to any health club or any just gym, and you'll see people playing basketball. So, I mean, why do they get paid multi-millions of dollars to just go a little faster, shoot a little better? I mean, that's really all it is. I mean, I know there's people who like basketball. I like college better, a lot better. I just think there's more life to it. Players care more in the NBA, as is evidenced by LeBron. I mean, all LeBron really cares about is winning a championship. He doesn't care about the people in Cleveland. That's why he left. That's why he took his talents to South Beach. I mean, in college, players care. They're playing for their schools. They're playing for every student that goes to that school. College just has more excitement to it. They care more, and they want to win more. In the NBA, you just can't ever get that feeling. Players leave too much, too often, and then there's stuff like LeBron and taking his talents to South Beach to join up and have his big old trio, so he wins an NBA championship, and then the melodrama where that ends up taking Chauncey, which was the worst part of that trade, is that it took Chauncey away from his hometown. Chauncey, who wanted to stay in Denver. So, I don't like how much that the NBA is just really influenced by money, even though, I mean, they shouldn't be paid that much. But hockey and the NBA this year both have 16 teams who all have a chance to pull a huge upset and go deep in the playoffs. Now, not all 16 teams have the chance to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. There's probably 5 or 6 that have a legit chance at that. But all the lower seeds have a chance to pull a huge upset. The Grizzlies can beat the Spurs. The Blazers can beat whoever they're playing, and I can't think of that right now. New Orleans probably won't beat the Lakers. But, I mean, these are teams that have legit chances at, I mean, Memphis and San Antonio, that's the 1-8 series. Memphis has a legit chance at beating San Antonio in a 7-game series. They could be one of the very few, if any, of the 8 seeds have ever done. I'm guessing at least 1 or 2 or 3, maybe 4 have in NBA history. They have a chance to pull an 8-1 upset. That doesn't happen. Ever. Like, I've never seen that happen in any sport. Well, maybe college basketball. But, I mean, 8-1's a lot different in the NCAA than is the NBA. So I'm really excited to see what'll happen in the NBA, as I am with hockey. And, I mean, if Memphis beats San Antonio, I'm gonna start watching more. Because that's kind of insane that Memphis could beat the team with one of the second best record in the NBA, and Memphis finished like 500. So, I mean, that's crazy. And then the Denver-Oklahoma City series, Oklahoma City will probably win it, but Denver will keep it close in every game. And it'll be like the Knicks and Celtics that's going on right now. In 2 games so far, the Celtics have won by like 4 points total in 2 games. The Knicks are being chippy and playing great defense. They're putting up the best shot selection, especially in that game 1 with Carmelo taking so many shots series after series after series at the end of the game and missing almost every single one of them, especially the last chance that the Knicks really had. So, I'm excited to see this Oklahoma City-Denver series. I think Denver, hopefully, will win a couple games and take it to seven. I think they can. I think they're definitely possible. I think Oklahoma City will win out in the series. Kind of because the owners want Kevin Durant to win. I definitely agree with what Mark Kisla said in Denver Post, which was that Kevin Durant is the NBA's darling. He's like a star in the making. And the NBA kind of is influencing the refs in this series. I don't totally believe that about the refs. I think that call with Kendrick Perkins in game one, I think it was a really hard one to see. I mean, it's not like the ref was right there. The ref was farther away. He was outside the three-point arc. He can see the net move. But that doesn't mean that he can see Kendrick Perkins' hand going through the net and knocking the ball in. I think that's unfair to accuse the NBA of basically paying off the refs and giving them that basket so that the Thunder win that game. I really don't think that's true, and I'm kind of disappointed in Nuggets fans that believe that. It's dirty. It's not what I'd like to see out of Nuggets fans, because I am a Nuggets fan. I'm not a huge one, but they're my NBA team, and I just don't like seeing that out of my fellow Denver fans. So I mean, yeah, the Nuggets lost. It's the playoffs. You can be angry about it, but it's not like the refs are actually getting paid. Trust me, I've had plenty of those experiences, like where I see a call, I don't like it, and I'm like, oh, they're getting paid, blah, 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 just like cursing out the refs and stuff just because it's so bad. I mean, the refs are just doing their job. If the ref's outside the three-point arc, he's going to have a really hard time seeing something for, like, that goaltending. They had to slow down the tape and zoom in on ESPN to even see it. So, I mean, yeah, they could have checked it and reviewed it and stuff, but, I mean, honestly, what would that have led to? Thunder still might have won the game. Yeah, sure, Denver might have won the game. But, I mean, honestly, just get over it. The series will go as the series wants to go. And whoever wins, wins. And, I mean, they're playing right now. They're in the first quarter. And Oklahoma City's up by 10. They're winning 19-9. So, I mean, the Nuggets can't come back, obviously. The Nuggets are a great team. I think they have a great chance in the series. But, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, oh well. I mean, that's just how it works. It's basketball. So, I mean, you just kind of have to get used to it. And hey, if you ever want to call into my show, give your point on something that I'm talking about, call 1-888-212-5445, which is 1-888-242-KLIK, and I'll be sure to answer your call and get you on my show, and I'll love to take your point into consideration in what I'm talking about. So having some callers in would be awesome. And I also want to promote a really good friend of mine. He's putting some videos up on YouTube. He's one of my choir friends, because I mean, I'm a singer, not afraid to say I love to sing. It's a great way to just relieve stress and relax. I mean, I love doing it. And my friend that I'm trying to promote here is Johnny Bugarin. That would be J as in Juliet, O-H-N-N-Y, B as in Bravo, B-U-G-A-R-I-N, Johnny Bugarin. And that's his username on YouTube. And I really want you guys, as my listeners, I want you guys to check him out and give him some love, because this guy is talented. Johnny Bugarin is... I mean, this guy has one of the most awesome voices, and I promised I'd give him a shout-out on my show, so that's why I'm doing it now. I mean, I would have given him a shout-out anyways eventually, because this kid is hugely talented, and I really, really, really want him to... I want to see him go far, and That would just be awesome. And hey, if you ever want to request a song for Click, text 970-458-5445, and we'll get your request playing on the radio just as quick as we can. So, hey, I'll be back in a couple minutes after we play a couple songs, and I hope you keep listening. And I'll be back soon.
Say while we fight for peace and die for our freedom, I guess we'll leave it to our children to find a better way. Is everything A-okay in the USA?
In the USA, in the good. key. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman my kryptonite.
Well, before I go on, I'm going to give an update real quick. Right now, we're at the end of the first in this Nuggets Thunder game. Oklahoma City's up 29-10, so it looks like they're pulling away for right now. Hopefully, Nuggets come back. Right now, the Rangers are up 3-0 on the Capitals. That's pretty big. Capitals are high seed. Pittsburgh's beating Tampa Bay 2-0, and this is hockey, by the way. This is hockey. And the Sabres are on top of the Flyers 1-0. Those are all upsets, actually. That's surprising. Later tonight, Anaheim and Nashville will play, and Detroit and Phoenix will play. Later tonight, the NBA, Memphis and San Antonio will play, and New Orleans and the Lakers will. In baseball, bottom of the 7th, we have Tampa Bay beating the Chicago White Sox 4-1. Top of the 6th, we have Baltimore beating Minnesota 5-3. Also in top of the 6th, the Yankees are beating Toronto 5-1. Another game, top of the 6th, we have San Diego on top of the Cubs 4-2. Bottom of the 5th, Arizona's beating Cincinnati 2-0. Another game in the bottom of the 5th, we have Florida beating Pittsburgh 6-0. Pittsburgh's been doing pretty good lately. Very, very surprising team. Clint Hurdle's doing some good things out there. Top of the 5th, we have Houston on top of the Mets 3-1. Top of the 3rd, the Texas and the Angels are tied at 0. Bottom of the 2nd, Kansas City's beating Cleveland 2-0. As I said last week, Cleveland very, very good this year, very surprising. And if anyone had them as a pick to win their division, right now it's not looking too bad, even though it's really early in the year. Who knows, maybe they can keep it up and they'll keep going. I mean, they're looking good right now. And in the bottom of the 2nd, St. Louis and Washington are tied at 0. Games that already happened today. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 4-3. Washington beat St. Louis 8-6. So they had a doubleheader today, obviously. The Cubs in San Diego had a doubleheader too, and the Cubs won the first of that doubleheader, 2-1 in 11 innings. Colorado finally got over the hump of that first inning and beat San Francisco 10-2. Boston beat Oakland 5-3, so Boston's getting better, which is very good to see. And Detroit beat Seattle 3-2. Later tonight, Atlanta and the Dodgers will play out west. And so that's a pretty good slate of games today. So we got some exciting games. The Rockies, huge win against the Giants. Very excited to see that. They'd been getting killed too. I mean, the Rockies, they were dying in the first inning against the Giants. I don't know what was up with them. I mean, Ubaldo got shelled, and Yuli Chachin, I think that's who pitched. No, Yuli Sand pitched game one. It was their rookie. I can't remember his name, but I mean, they both got shelled in game one, which I mean, Ubaldo getting shelled. Last time I saw that happen was when the Red Sox played the Rockies last year. Excuse me. And that was the first time Ubaldo had really gotten shelled all year. So, I mean, that was good to see last year, right before Dustin Pedroia broke his foot and the Red Sox season fell apart. And so, seeing Colorado beating the reigning World Series champions 10-2, even if it's only one game in the series, is still huge. Absolutely huge. And I think they faced Madison Bumgarner today, too. And if they, I mean, if they absolutely shelled Madison Bumgarner, then the Rockies are special. Because Madison Bumgarner is one of the best young pitchers in baseball. He's right up there with Buchholz and Lester and Latos and all these guys from around the league that are really young and really, really up and coming and really good. Oh, and Shashin, and I mean, even Ubaldo can be in that group because Ubaldo's still not that old. I mean, Michelle Madison Bumgarner is a great, great thing to see out of the Rockies. And I'm 90% sure that's who pitched for the Giants today. So, I mean, beating them 10-2 is absolutely awesome. I'm excited to see what the Rockies can do this year. And finally, Boston is getting back on the winning track. Wow, I can't stop coughing. My throat's really dry. This isn't good. But Boston is finally getting back on the winning track after that series against Toronto last weekend, and they won 3 in a row. They lost yesterday to Oakland, but they beat them today. So that is four wins in 5 games. It's 4 wins in 6 games, going back to that Jays series. So if they can keep this streak, like this kind of hot streak, it's more of a warm streak, going, Boston is, they're going to be a lot better. And I'm excited to see, if you listen to my show, you know I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm excited to see the Red Sox finally playing well and hitting and doing really good. So, I mean, this is an exciting time for any baseball fan in Colorado. The Rockies are amazing. Right now, they are the best team in the MLB. They're better than the Phillies. They're better than anyone else near them. They're better than the Yankees, better than the Red Sox, better than everyone. The Rockies are the sleeper pick for, I think they're a sleeper pick for a lot of the analysts on ESPN and MLB Network. And really, no one was really sure what they'd see out of the Rockies this year. But seeing this, seeing them beat the Giants 10-2, seeing that means that they'll destroy the Dodgers. The Diamondbacks, don't even worry about them. And the Padres, don't need to worry about them either. I mean, they'll lose a couple games every now and then. I mean, it's a 162-game season. It happens. You lose 62-plus times most years. So, if they keep going at this pace, the Rockies are going to be the best team in the league throughout the year. And, I mean, Colorado could get its first World Series championship. I mean, this might be their year. They might finally be... I mean, they broke over the hump of getting into the World Series in 07. But, I mean, they faced a pretty much unbeatable Red Sox team. That was Red Sox year. They were so good in 07. You can't really dispute that. I mean, the Rockies had a hot streak going. Yeah, it was great and all. But, I mean, the Red Sox were the best team in the league. So, you couldn't... I mean, the Red Sox were perfect for 07. But the Rockies, 2011, 4 years later, it might be their year. I can definitely see the Rockies bringing home the second straight World Series championship to the NL West and bringing the first World Series championship to Colorado. I think it would be an awesome sight to see, and I hope to see it. Now, I have to cut this broadcast short. I'm heading off to Oregon to go visit U of O, get my college tour in. So I'm going to have to cut this short because I have to head down to Denver and catch a plane. So this has been Jeff with Click Sports with Jeff. Have a good Wednesday for Collins. I'll see y'all next week.